March 31. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Prepare to meet thy God, O Israel. Amos 4:12. Suppose that today Christ should appear in the clouds of heaven. Who would be ready to meet him? Suppose we should be translated into the kingdom of heaven just as we are. Would we be prepared to unite with the saints of God, to live in harmony with the royal family, the children of the heavenly King? What preparation have you made for the judgment? Have you made your peace with God? Are you laboring together with God? Are you seeking to help those around you, those in your home, those in your neighborhood, those with whom you come in contact that are not keeping the commandments of God? Are we getting ready to meet the King? If it were possible for us to be admitted into heaven as we are, how many of us would be able to look upon God? How many of us have on the wedding garment? How many of us are without spot or wrinkle or any such thing? How many of us are worthy to receive the crown of life? Position does not make the man. It is Christ formed within that makes a man worthy of receiving the crown of life that fadeth not away. I was pointed to the remnant on the earth. The angel said to them, Will ye shun the seven last plagues? If so, ye must die that ye may live. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Ye must have a greater preparation than ye now have. Sacrifice all to God. Lay all upon his altar, self, property, and all, a living sacrifice. It will take all to enter glory. Christ is coming with power and great glory. He is coming with his own glory and with the glory of the Father. While the wicked flee from his presence, Christ's followers will rejoice. To his faithful followers, Christ has been a daily companion and familiar friend. They have lived in close contact, in constant communion with God. Upon them the glory of the Lord has risen. Now they rejoice in the undimmed rays of the brightness and glory of the King and his majesty. They are prepared for the communion of heaven, for they have heaven in their hearts. If you are right with God today, you are ready if Christ should come today.